Chad Krantz, the General Sales Manager of Mighty Peace Power Sports and RV. Thank you very much for allowing me to come into the office. Sledding safety. Obviously, people are coming to the fact that winter is here and they maybe want to bring the toys out. Comments on the fact, please, that we need to have fun but be safe at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as with everything, there is certain risks involved in getting out in the elements, and whether you be heading out into the mountains or onto the trails, it is important. If you're heading out on your snowmobile, to take safety very seriously.
Some of the sleds these days, from what I understand, have some safety features attached to them. What are some of the features?
So with the Polaris lineup, one of the good features is the new 7S display. Mm-hmm. Allows communication in between riders that also have the same system. So it allows them to see you on the map, you can see them on the map. This is great whether you're mountain riding or trail riding. Just allows you to kind of keep tabs on your group, and definitely is a good feature, nice innovation to have when you're heading out.
How easy is it, unfortunately, maybe to take it for granted that these safety features are here on the sled, but we still have to be mindful of what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. The safety features in the sled are one thing, but I mean, at the end of the day, it comes down to the operator and, you know, taking your safety seriously, making sure your snowmobile's in good condition, your lights are working, your brake lights are working, keeping up to date on your maintenance. Another good thing to keep in mind is if you don't have sleds that are capable of communicating with each other, having two-way radios with everybody on the same channel in your group definitely is good for keeping tabs on everybody, making sure that everybody's, you know, staying safe, not in a bad situation. So.
And I'm also thinking that doing your homework before time, before you head out, is a good way to keep the safety aspect in mind, especially checking things like Environment Canada, the Weather Network, your phone.
Absolutely. Keeping an eye on the weather, knowing what you're going to be in for the day is definitely a good idea. If you're heading out into the backcountry, mountain snowmobiling, checking that avalanche forecast before you go, knowing what you're going to be looking at, knowing the risk involved is definitely key to playing safe and having a good day, but making it home at the end of the day too. So,
you're mentioning mountain riding. I also know trail riding is present as well. Is there a difference?
There is a big difference between what you're going to be up against on the trails and the backcountry in the mountains. Number one is going to be the type of sled you're going to be using. The mountain sleds have longer tracks with big lugs. Trail sleds are shorter track, smaller lug. The Peace River area does have a really good trail system around here. If you're looking for any information on that, Peace Valley Snow Riders website is the best place to go.
You keep an eye with the Snow Riders. How are things looking heading into this weekend and maybe into the month of February where the harsh winter is coming?
So latest update from the Peace Valley Snow Riders was that the trails are in good condition. We would like to remind people, or they would like to remind people, just to stay off of any of the trails with wheeled vehicles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, as it does create some hazards with the rutting and stuff to the snowmobiles. So,
and possibly staying off of waterways, eh?
Absolutely. If you're going to be crossing ice, I mean, you want to make sure that you're not putting yourself in danger, making sure everything's frozen and just not taking unnecessary risk.
I mentioned doing your homework, safety equipment. We have some built into the sleds. We've already established that, but there's other accessories to have on your person to keep yourself safe. I imagine stock is well stocked here at Mighty Peace.
Absolutely. Whether it be helmets, gloves, boots, general riding gear, we have a good selection here.
Knowledge?
Yeah, good knowledge too. Our staff is very knowledgeable. We definitely all enjoy the power sports industry. I think that's why, you know, we take such pride in what we do, is because we do have a passion for it. When it comes to other safety gear, if you're going to be backcountry riding in the mountains, we do have shovels, probes, beacons, two-way radios, survival kits, saws, avalanche backpacks, kind of everything you need to go out and enjoy the sport and do so as safely as possible.
Yeah, because I was going to say, that's the bottom line. Is it for everybody to have a safe yet enjoyable time, or is it enjoyable yet safe time that we say?
We definitely, whenever I go out, safety is number one priority. Getting home safe at the end of the day without too many issues. I mean, obviously, being a backcountry rider, you do kind of take risks when you go out there, but it's got to be a calculated risk to not put yourself or others in danger. Got loved ones to make it home to at the end of the day, and that's definitely your number one concern, is being able to go out and enjoy it again the next day. So
I appreciate this. Chad Krantz is the General Sales Manager with Mighty Peace Power Sports and RV. I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Keith. Thanks for coming by.